A word for you from Romans chapter 6 verses 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? This has a beginning. It's not that Paul suddenly sprouts this question. Instead, he has been leading up to this great exposition of the grace of God, even saying that where one man's trespass led to condemnation for all men, one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men, etc. He explains how grace is at work through our Lord Jesus Christ. But just in case they are deceived, these in Rome, and we today, 2,000 years later, Paul then says, what? Does it mean that there's so much grace that we can therefore continue in sin so that grace may abound even more? What he's saying is, grace is so wonderful, it seems almost as if though the more sin there is, then the more grace there is. But what is his answer? By no means. The Greek word there is magneta, which is the strongest word in Greek to describe by no means. By no means, in fact, by no means describes the power of this Greek word that Paul uses. He is almost saying anathema, terrible. It can never be, impossible. You can think of any expression that you want to use. It won't match up to the harshness of this word. Never. You can never continue in sin. Awusakwazi ukuthi ukhubeke ezonweni zakho uma usutholile umusa. You cannot continue in your sinful ways. If you are, it is a sign that you have not received grace. It is a sure characteristic of the sinner who tries to grab from both worlds, the world of the devil and the world of God, and he hopes that grace will somehow make him sail along. By no means, Paul says, you cannot continue in sin. Go and read the rest of the chapter where it describes very carefully how we are not to continue in sin. And also the means by which we don't have to continue in sin anymore.